villages that have been escaped. The Cape Cod National Seashore town for decades. The Cape Cod National Seashore says the five camps it owns on North Beach Island in Chatham are in danger of collapsing into the water in the next few years. But people who live in the town say the government's being too hasty and it's a blow to the town's heritage. Lisa Lacera, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is September 4th, 2011. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm in here in the studio with Nate Welch. This is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Media. Our chat room is open at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butt up off the couch and do something? Start by educating yourself on the issues, talk to your neighbors, go to a meeting, check out the website, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you would like to ask some questions or just talk about something that's on your mind, feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to the hard questions. Remember, the telephone number, once again, is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Just a couple of reminders before we get started. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. Make sure to listen to We the People Radio, 8 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, or go to thereadingteaparty.com for more information. Tomorrow night, they'll be doing a barbecue for Labor Day, 6 to 8 p.m. And so with that, I'd like to welcome our, I shouldn't even say guest, you know, because like, this is the original guy that was here. He's the one that brought me in.
And I'm the guest. It's okay.
Anyway, we got Nate Welch with us tonight. And so we're going to talk about the issues here. I'll start with a quote. This is the number one first quote of the evening is, income taxes have made more liars out of the American people than golf. And that's the great Will Rogers. And so let's get started. What do you got there, Nate?
Well, thank you for having me in again. I definitely liked doing it and miss it. But, you know, it's kind of at the same time, got to work and stuff.
Well, we missed you.
Thank you. Well, we'll see if you missed it, me or not. No, I like to make people mad, too, so.
Well, we'll see what you got over there.
Well, I guess, I mean, Chandler brought up a good quote, too. You know, the greatest enemy of knowledge, greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it's the illusion of knowledge.
Right.
And that totally brings me into what I want to talk about is the Matrix, the TV. And I think that is why everything is just so convoluted and just so just gray area. Nobody can really make sense of anything, it seems. It seems like my side's right, their side's right. I mean, they're all saying things that are right, but they're not. You know, and there's a lot of hidden things, and there's a lot of people they're trying to silence. And I think that is the propaganda of the TV, unfortunately, and like we were talking about earlier. I think it was a progression. Back in the 20s is when the TV like became commercially, you know, they started using it basically. But they would ease us into it, you know. They would have just the shows that, like, you know, what are a couple shows we're talking about?
Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
You know,
even the Brady Bunch.
The Donna Reed Show. That's when I was a kid, you know. I mean, I was born in 57. And, you know, I think the first show I really remember way back besides cartoons was Leave It to Beaver.
Right. And they were teaching morals. And they were, you know, they would have, you know, don't lie. And it was always something to learn. And they were just, it was always good, you know, wholesome TV.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, and nowadays, sometimes it's not what they say sometimes as much as what they don't say.
No.
You know, sometimes they eliminate stuff that you should be hearing and give you stuff you shouldn't be hearing.
Yeah. So basically, how I see it is they got everybody to trust TV. And they're like, okay, I mean, look at this. They're only pushing good, wholesome shows. I mean, you know, obviously the FDA or the FCC is not, it can't be too bad.
Well,
but now, I mean, now look at TV. It's like they're teaching everybody to lie and to cheat and to everything, you know, if you look at TV shows.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was a kid, when they talked about the beeve, you know, it was a whole different meaning than today. And, you know, when you were gay, that meant you were happy, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was a whole different connotation. So, I mean, we've come a long way in a short amount of time.
Right. And unfortunately, it's just the kind of thing that, you know, they just repeat it, and they just keep saying it, and people will start believing it. And it's unfortunate that, I would say most, over 90% of people get their information from television.
I agree, and that's probably part of it is part of the problem. It's just like out of Germany. I mean, if you tell a lie long enough, pretty soon it's not a lie anymore.
Right.
And that's kind of what they've been doing to us, you know, with the media campaigns. I mean, we talked about Ron Paul earlier. I mean, good grief. I mean, if you ever watched that Jon Stewart clip, we should probably play that at some point here, maybe next week or something. But, you know, it just goes over and over and over, like Ron Paul doesn't even exist, even though he's, you know, running second place or winning or right now. Now he's got more contributions from the service people than anybody else in the race, including Obama. That doesn't make the media. How crazy
and
is that?
And he's the most Googled, too. And everybody just, I don't know, understand why. Well, it's because they don't get any kind of play on TV.
Right.
So people have to go search out information. And I mean, if you are a Republican, if you're a conservative, he is your man. Because he's proven himself for 30 years to never, he'll never fold. He'll never just be, okay, I'm going to go along with the party. No, this is how I believe. This is the Constitution. And I don't care if you're George Bush or Obama. It's wrong, it's wrong. It's right.
He's been totally consistent in his voting record from day one on constitutional issues. You know, you might not like everything he says, and a lot of that is just because the media twists some of the things he says, you know, and you don't get the real reporting on that. I've talked to other people about that issue this week. But
The big one is he's unelectable. But, I mean, it just doesn't make sense because, okay, on the issues, he is, you know, he is the Constitution on the issues. So, okay, if it's on the issues, he's 100% electable, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then almost all the polls, he's either first, second, or third.
Yep. Well, you know what it is, in my opinion, is that he's the only one that goes after the Federal Reserve. He's the only one that will talk about the unconstitutionality of the money and the printing and how the counterfeiting of our currency, you know, the kind of problems that it causes over time. Nobody else will touch that, and the powerful people own the media.
Right, nobody will touch it because if you look at the list of names up there on the stage, most of them have worked for the Federal Reserve in one way or the other.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I was starting to read or do some Googling and some research, like on all the guys that are on the programs, and you find out they either worked at Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or at the Federal Reserve or both. You know, or all three. It's insane. You know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, fascism definition is when the government owns business, basically. And then, I don't know, the government right now is just a turnstile for J.P. Morgan and for all these big bankers and Wall Street, you know. And it's just, I mean, we had a lot of people were woken up during Bush and when he was doing a lot of the things he was doing. And you might like him, you might not, and I used to support him. You go look back with an objective eye, you will not support him no more. You'll see he's all about big global government. And so
I can't see where there's been really much difference in policy between Obama and Bush, except that Obama accelerated Bush's policies.
Right, they just accelerated it. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's what made me wake up was when Bush was signing that the first stimulus package. And
yeah,
I was like, that's like not constitutional at all. I mean, and I was even supporting like the things like the Patriot Act just because I was fresh out of the military and I was like, I'm back in my country no matter what. They use that.
Absolutely. That whole thing. They use the fear to defend the country to gain more power. The old security and freedom thing can't coexist by Franklin, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what he says. Like, people that are willing to give up their freedoms for security deserve to lose them all.
We'll have neither. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And so then you see people like Sean Hannity and Fox. I mean, I'm only going to press that because I know there's more conservatives listening to this. And these are the ones that I know we can wake up because I was one of them. And Fox is no good. I've heard Sean Hannity just 2-3 weeks ago saying that we need a strong central bank. You know?
Really?
Yeah, on TV.
I missed that.
Yeah, and so, you know, and he's just, it's, you know, they come out and that's when they will reunite. They'll say the same things as
the only
MSNBC.
One I like is Napolitano. I mean, that's
yeah.
What it's come down to.
Me too. I mean, and that's why I was so happy that I got my parents finally to watch him instead of like O'Reilly, you know,
yeah.
At the same time.
I watch O'Reilly to keep my finger on the pulse a little
yeah.
bit.
No, I do too. And MSNBC
but,
and
yeah.
the rest.
Yeah, I watch MSNBC I just, in the morning, but a lot of times you gotta mute the guys
yeah.
that are talking because, I mean, it's so outrageously stupid
right.
sometimes.
I start shaking my head before I even turn and say, okay, here we go. But yeah, no, they're just totally ridiculous. And but see,
do we need to go to a break
okay.
here? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah. No, it's cool.
No, we're getting into it. I like
yeah.
this. Nate's back. All right.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Welcome back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media. And we're here in the studio with Nate Welch and Chandler. We didn't get to say hi to Chandler, but he's here and as usual. And so say hi, Chandler.
Hello, everybody.
There he is.
I am here.
He is here. It's not a figment of our imagination. So with that said, should we? Why don't you cue up this clip we got coming
okay.
on so we can kind of figure out what's happening with it?
Yeah, there was some articles, and they're basically, you know, the Tea Party is trying to get dubbed as racist, and they need to warn about Ron Paul and use caution, and because, you know, some reason they're trying to paint the picture that he's like this crazy racist, sexist, you know, whatever. But
and those, crazy Uncle Paul.
But just like you keep saying it to a three-year-old, you know, or a third grader, it's just like, you just keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, and then they'll eventually just believe it. But so this guy, John Woods, I believe his name is, right? And he just speaks so well, and it's not a progressive or a Republican thing. He's talking to progressives because this is, you know, was to progressives, so he was answering it. But it's just, this just tells the whole story about Ron Paul, and I think there's just, he could say it better than I did, basically. So here we go. Let's just let him, let's let him talk.
Let it rip.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Woods, August 29th, 2011. I wanted to make just a few brief comments on an alternet.org article called Five Reasons Progressives Should Treat Ron Paul with Extreme Caution. Now, I don't want to be unkind in this video, but I do want to start off by noting that I can think offhand of about 100 reasons progressives ought to have treated Barack Obama with extreme caution. How about the fact that he supported the Wall Street bailouts, which is not something, by the way, that the old-time progressives would have just allowed to pass? How about the fact that he was obviously a member of the bipartisan foreign policy consensus and was not going to make any major changes to U.S. foreign policy? And, of course, he hasn't. We got bombings going on in six countries. We got the ramping up of the Afghanistan war. And even if he draws down the troops to the extent that he said he would, there'll still be twice as many troops as there were when he entered office. And we've got, not to mention, as I said, the drone attacks, Patriot Act, the surveillance state, the TSA abuses, the continuation of the prohibitionist policy on the drug war, which that's something that, like many Americans, I used to support too before I read something about it. So in other words, he's more or less keeping up the basic bipartisan structure of the state apparatus in Washington that we've seen decade after decade. So be cautious of somebody telling you to be cautious of somebody like Ron Paul, who is in fact a truth teller about all those issues. Unlike Obama, Ron Paul will tell the truth about foreign policy. He'll talk right to conservatives who have basically allowed their movement to degenerate into just jingoistic USA, USA, anti-intellectual nonsense. He'll speak right to them and say, no, this has nothing to do with conservatism, the foreign policy that you're proposing. It is immoral, it's ahistorical, it's counterproductive, and it's bankrupting our country. Okay, well, I don't see a whole lot of progressives in public life who are doing that, who have the name recognition that Ron Paul has. That's my point here. That's why I think they ought to be supporting Ron Paul, even if they don't agree with him on everything. And in fact, most of the issues raised in this article, which I'm not going to go through point by point. You can see on my YouTube channel, Tom Woods TV, that I do go through a lot of articles point by point. I want to keep this as brief as possible. Most of the issues that are raised are completely irrelevant because they deal with issues the president has no authority over. Ron Paul doesn't even want to exercise many of the powers presidents have been exercising because he thinks they're unconstitutional. He's certainly not going to add additional ones. I think that's one thing we can know for certain here. And moreover, there are also issues raised in the article about legislative acts and things that are never going to change, as if that's the major concern right now. The major concern are the issues on which the Democrats and Republicans are completely in agreement. And that's primarily things like the cronyism, the bailouts, the warfare state, the Federal Reserve, the looting of the poor and the middle class on behalf of the politically well-connected and the wealthy. These are issues that basically regular Americans can agree on. I mean, people other than the bipartisan establishment itself see these as being the essential problems. Now, Ron Paul's political philosophy as a libertarian is that violence cannot be initiated against another person unless that person initiated the violence himself. That's what political philosophy aims to answer over and above any other question. Under what circumstances is violence justified? And like it or not, libertarianism places a very high threshold on the initiation of violence. And so if you don't like Ron Paul because he doesn't support this act or that act of government, well, the reason is that he doesn't favor the initiation of violence. That's his moral principle, and he sticks to it even when it means he's going to be smeared, as in this article. The easiest thing in the world would be for him to say, yes, I'm waving incense before all the legislation that you like, so leave me alone. That'd be the easiest thing in the world, but he tells you what he believes anyway. Like, isn't that at least something you can kind of respect? Like, I don't understand why people don't respect that about him, and that you know the principle on which he is basing the things he's saying. Now, then we get a lot of criticisms in this piece about, well, Ron Paul spoke to, you know, some group like the Constitution Party, and I don't like some of the people in the Constitution Party. Well, okay, but Ron Paul isn't those people. I haven't found much big problem with the Constitution Party people. I haven't met a lot of them, but none of them are calling for the murder of foreigners, so that puts them ahead of most Democrats, as far as I can see. Most of them are against the Federal Reserve and the bailouts, which is more than I can say for Rachel Maddow. So I think on the progressive scale, they're actually doing okay. But no, we're not supposed to like them because they're not sophisticated enough to be welcomed into certain progressive cocktail parties or something. Now, there have to be progressives out there, and this is why I make the video, who are as appalled as I am at these bizarre priorities. I mean, what kind of twisted, I mean seriously twisted priorities are they? That say, yeah, murder and war propaganda, that's, you know, that's a problem and everything, but, you know, gosh, this guy has different views of various moral issues than I do, that the president has no authority over anyway, so, my gosh, I mean, let's let the murder continue. Let the wars go on. Let the propaganda go on, because I just couldn't possibly go to a cocktail party with some of these people. Well, for one thing, most of his supporters are the most wonderful people you could imagine. The vast majority, 99%, especially all these young kids at universities who are truth tellers, who love Ron Paul because he won't tell the lies and won't speak in bumper sticker slogans and won't talk down to them. Isn't that something a progressive is supposed to like? So, having said all that, let's imagine a Ron Paul presidency. Oh, he couldn't get anything done, they say. I disagree with that, but even if that were true, it would be all worth it for 4 solid years of foreign policy truth-telling. Now, I used to be one of these jingoistic conservative types, and I still think of myself in some ways as conservative, although politically libertarian. And I went for the whole, I bought the whole package, you know, whatever the propagandists tell us, I have to support because that's what it means to be a conservative. I fell for that. Ron Paul could reach a lot of these people who used to be, who are the way I used to be. He could reach them and say, no, this foreign policy is about as far from conservative as you can imagine. Here's why. And here's the real history. Here's what you really need to know about what's going on here. You've been talked down to and treated like a third grader by Democrats and Republicans alike. He could do this for 4 solid years. What possible consideration could be higher than that, that you couldn't discard for 4 years to say, wait a minute, it's worth it to finally crack through and tell some truth on foreign policy? So, I wrote a book with a left progressive named Murray Polner called We Who Dared to Say No to War. And Murray is one of these people who was skeptical of Obama from the start, and I salute him for that, and I salute others who took that lonely stance among progressives. But right now, you've lived through Obama, and you see that it really is true, that all we're doing is changing wardens in the prison. Except this time we have a chance to choose a guy who's carrying the key and wants to hand it to us, and to speak truths that are not spoken. Even Denis Kucinich, who sometimes does and says honorable things, well, he ultimately got on the team and endorsed Obama. Ron Paul, on principle, refused to endorse John McCain. How can you not at least respect this about him? There are no other people in public life who aren't mannequins, plastic men, robots. I mean, really, you open up Mitt Romney's head, the back of his head, you're going to see wiring in there. Same with Joe Biden. They're all this way. Finally, we can choose a real person, and progressives are saying, well, I don't know if I can hang around with some of his friends. They might not. Then don't. Nobody says you have to be buddy-buddy with everybody. But for goodness sake, if a progressive is for anything, a progressive has got to be for telling the truth about foreign policy, stopping the killing overseas, and not throwing hundreds of thousands of your fellow Americans into cages. Isn't that at least what you guys stand for? Then for heaven's sake, get off your high horse and join us.
Oh, that was good.
Yes, me too.
Hello.
That was very good.
I guess we're back.
So,
a little pregnant pause there.
Yeah. I just wanted to let it sink in. What are you saying?
Yeah, either that or we forgot what we're doing.
Yeah.
That too. No. Anyway, we're back. This is KCNR Free Fire Media, at 1460, and I guess we're going to go to a short break now.
Volunteer, grab your gear, get motors to the polls.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, what are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy, I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think, we're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460. Number 29 in.
We're back. KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Media. We are here in the studio today. It's September 4th with Nate Welch and Chandler. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to play another clip here that we had. I think we've got it queued up here. Or we will have in a second. And this is the title of this is The Madness of a Lost Society 2, Final Warnings. And, you know, I listened to this yesterday and I thought, you know something, this is the truth. This is the right on of it that we need to get out there and understand. So, you know, listen to this carefully. And whether you agree or disagree, it's definitely interesting. So go ahead and play it, Chandler.
We warned you that something was wrong.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
That investigations were needed.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word, for the third time today.
That our liberties were under attack. That the very fabric of our republic was being ripped apart.
Report suspicious activity.
And as a nation, we turned our back on our values, our principles, and our moral obligations. We allowed torture. We encouraged war, and we slept well as our nation was raped.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
Now, the day of reckoning is nearly upon us, and still, we warn you.
We're heading for a hyperinflationary depression.
This is the madness of a lost society. Final warnings.
Well, we're heading for hyperinflation. The hard choices should have been made years ago.
The Federal Reserve is borrowing $100 billion every 30 days.
You could cut every penny of government spending, except for Social Security and Medicare, and you'd still be in deficit.
The end game is everybody has zero purchasing power currency.
Does this scare you? It ought to scare the pants off of you.
The U.S. will be defaulting on its debt in the next 5 years because the numbers are so staggering.
The world is going to go into a hyperinflationary depression everywhere.
We have to have the deficit under control now if we want to avoid a hyperinflation. It's not going to happen.
And there will be a global run to hard assets, and it has already begun.
I'm not saying this to scare you. Quite to the contrary.
The government doesn't have the ability to raise taxes to pay for its needs, so what it does is it prints money. It gives you inflation, eventually a hyperinflation. The U.S. dollar becomes worthless.
I want you to prepare and spare yourself heartache and save your dinner table. That's the only reason I'm telling you these things, not to keep you awake at night.
My contention now is that we're beyond control, we're beyond containment.
The world has never seen what they're going to see.
People ask me this, well, you know, when is it all going to start? The question I ask you in return is, what's it going to take for you to notice it's happening?
There's nothing they can do to prevent a hyperinflation here and an ultimate economic collapse. They know it.
The elite want America to collapse. I have been told this.
They're just buying time. They're trying to push the bad news off as far as they can into the future.
Would you like to know exactly what's going to happen so that you can spare your assets?
Because the fact of the matter is, it's already unraveling.
The deficit of $4 to $5 trillion. Let's say the government wanted to resolve the issue with taxes. It could raise personal income taxes to take 100%. Of individual income, it could take 100% of corporate profits, and you'd still be in deficit.
If you look at the price of silver, for example, the low in silver was around $7 an ounce during the 08 crisis. Silver recently touched $30. There is no explanation for the move in silver outside of a global move away from the dollar, and that is absolutely happening. It's happening right now.
As interest rates rise, the interest expense goes up, causing a bigger deficit, causing the government to borrow more, causing the Federal Reserve to do additional quantitative easing, further debasing the dollar and ultimately meaning higher gold and silver prices.
The dollar is going to have a severe sell-off at some point here, a panic sell-off, and along with that, you're going to see a sharp spike in precious metals as they tend to preserve the purchasing power of the dollars that go into them.
The how-to stuff is actually pretty simple. You want to own energy, agriculture, and sound money.
He said, get out of anything that is paper. Now, do you realize what that means?
Unfortunately, my experience has been people won't take simple steps to protect themselves because they can't imagine the future changing as much as it's going to.
You've got to make preparations right now.
This quantitative easing, official debasement of the U.S. dollar, is beginning to have its effect.
If you look at the amount of money that's been created over the last 5 years, to accomplish a 10% gold-backed currency, the price of gold would have to be around $10,000 an ounce.
There's nothing they can do that's going to turn this economy around. Shy of shutting down the entitlement system, there's nothing they're going to do to prevent the hyperinflation.
Believe me, they're going to make you pay through the nose. They're going to make you pay in ways you haven't even imagined yet.
Again, watch out for panic selling of the dollar, because that's going to trigger all sorts of unpleasant realities as people realize the end is getting near.
How big does America's annual budget deficit have to get before you begin to question the sovereignty of the government? How much total debt can the economy hold before you begin to question whether or not it can be repaid? How high did the price of gold and silver have to go before you realize that something is already happening? How many new rules and restrictions on trade and capital and finance will have to be implemented before you finally realize that you're screwed?
We are now living on borrowed time, and because America has turned its back on what made it great, we are now about to reap what we have sown, and your time to prepare for the economic storm that is coming is almost out. Thanks for watching The Madness of a Lost Society. Final warnings.
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. If that didn't sober you up, you probably weren't listening.
Yeah, I mean, how high does it have to go? I mean, how much in debt do we really have to get before we wake up and see that obviously our government's gone awry?
Yeah, it's absolutely off the charts crazy. And, you know, some of the people that are in that this little clip, I mean, you can go to goldsilver.com and watch that same clip and see the video with it. And, you know, some of the people that are talking are in the know. I mean, there's no question about it. So, you know, I mean, the first thing it starts off with is Rumsfeld talking about $2.3 trillion missing. Well, you know something? That was the day before 9/11. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
What do you know? And then nobody talked about that anymore.
Yeah, that was it. Done. You know, let's go to war. So, yeah.
Oh, them terrorists, they're going to get you. Those bad terrorists. Well, do you guys know who the terrorists are now?
Yeah, I think they're, on
people
the
like
other,
you and I.
No, I'm thinking on the other side of the Potomac.
Well, yeah. Well, now if you look at Big Sister.
Yeah, no, I got you. I understand what you're saying.
Returning vets, people that speak out against the government. I mean, that's what the government is supposed to be under the spotlight. We're supposed to question everything they do. They're doing it in our name.
Absolutely. So it's off the charts, getting kind of crazy out there. But this month or next month, I think we're going to have a pretty down couple of months here because they usually don't do QE policies out of Jackson Hole, is my understanding. But they're having a federal open market committee meeting here pretty soon on the 20th. And if they don't do QE3 at that point, because we haven't tanked enough yet, they'll wait till it tanks before they implement it. But it's almost a certainty that they will, because if they don't start printing more money, the whole thing just comes crashing down anyway.
And,
so.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean... I'm going to point out Fox because they are the biggest threat. Because obviously anybody with half a brain can see right through MSNBC and CNN and all those idiots.
Right.
But it's Fox that they dress it up, and they seem like, they're smart guys. They've written books and all this good stuff. So they package it a lot better, Because MSNBC and the liberals are just kind of juvenile.
Right.
And then, the Fox are, but I mean, even that lady that takes over Judge Napolitano's show sometimes, do you know who I'm talking about? I don't really remember her name.
I know who you're talking
about.
What did
she say?
I was just trying to think.
We need to print our way out of this money, or out of this problem. We need to print our way out. I was like, I can't believe the judge has her on the show.
I think what they do is they're premise is they're trying to give us opposing viewpoints, but at least they'll give us the viewpoint of the Federal Reserve being bad for us.
Well, not her, not that's no. What I mean, the host, she was guest right. Hosting for him when he wasn't there.
That's what I'm saying, but I think that's the idea, is that they like to do the opposite views, but on most of the other ones they won't even address the bank. So
no, they have to. But I'd like to read a little paragraph, if I could,
from
David Rockefeller.
Oh, go for it.
He's often quoted this one. This was in a 1991 Bilderberg Group meeting, and I don't care what you say, and we've heard it, even local people saying that we need people like the Bilderberg Group, or groups like the Bilderberg Group, to be secretive and to have these meetings that will, tell America what to do. But actually the world, but... So here we go. This is a quote. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazines, and other great publications whose directions have attended our meeting and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan if we had been subjected to the light of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government. The supernatural sovereignty of an intelligent elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination of practice in the past centuries.
Wow.
So, I mean, I say all the time that media, is controlled.
Well, what's interesting is that we get a lot of our headlines from places other than mainstream media, because you have to get any truth. I have one here from it's finance.yahoo.com, and this is on September 1st, and this is through Reuters from Alpbach, I don't know how you say it, Austria. A debt crisis is still gripping the developed world, European Central Bank policymaker Jordan Stark said, adding that there was no alternative but for countries to take painful steps towards consolidating their public finances. The crisis is not over, not just in Europe, it is not over. It is also not over in other regions of the world, he said, adding the United States had an enormous debt problem and lacked the structure to get the problem under control. Stark, a member of the ECB's executive board, declined to discuss ECB monetary policy during a panel discussion at this forum on Thursday. So, obviously, a lot of people know about what's going on.
Well, they can't hide it anymore.
No.
And, they can try to make excuses, but the elephant is in the room. The 900-pound gorilla is in the room. We know it's the monetary policy. We know that that's how these guys do it. And I say they do it at every level. They'll do it at the individual level all the way up to country level, where they get you guys in debt, and then you are the slave to them now.
Yeah, slavery through monetary debt. You know, I was at the Herger town hall meeting the other night, and, you know, basically he confirmed everything we're saying here about, you know, the debt and the amount of debt and how we can't pay it off and how the interest rates, as soon as they go up, it's unsustainable. You got the Democrats wanting more. How crazy is that, you know? So it's coming to a head. All I can say to you guys out there is start preparing. Start stacking food away, precious metals, energy, you know, store some gasoline or something. But you better get your house in order because this is coming quicker than you think.
Yeah, our debt, we reached $1 trillion in debt in 93. So, I mean, all this debt has only occurred really in a short amount of time.
Yeah, $8 trillion.
And it's going up quicker and quicker.
Yep, absolutely. So it is unsustainable. I think we're going to go to a break here and, you know, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Want to start singing with that, you know?
Hey, that was good.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And I'm here with Nate and Chandler, and we're going over stuff that we need to talk about that's important out there to you guys, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, you might not be hearing it.
Yeah,
until
don't.
Now.
You're not getting this on television. You guys need to turn the TV off.
Please. They've called programming for a reason. Yeah. They're programming you.
Well, we've got to talk about my uncle's wedding. Okay, this is a book that we have got in our possession here, and it's, you know, with regards to SB 48. Now, SB 48 is a bill that made its way through the legislative process. Concerned citizens testified against the bill in a hearing after hearing, yet Sacramento politicians snubbed the people, passing SB 48 in the Assembly 50-26 and in the Senate 23-14. A total of 72 Democrats and one Republican, Nathan Fletcher of San Diego, voted in favor of SB 48. Governor Brown did not heed the people's call to veto SB 48. Instead, he sided with the special interest groups, including the California Teachers Union, in their push to impose this controversial bill. Californians are no stranger to indifferent Sacramento politicians who ignore the people's voice. SB 48 is another example. In order to stop SB 48, is now up to the people, us, to halt this implementation, because it is law. It takes effect in January of 2012. Unless its implementation is stopped, SB 48 will use all social science curriculum. okay, including history books, other instructional materials, to teach children young as five not only to accept, but to endorse transgenderism, bisexuality. I can't even say that, transgenderism. It's not like I say that a lot. So transgenderism, bisexuality, and homosexuality. SB 48 has been misrepresented to the public and passed as a bill aimed at ending bullying. Why can't we just pass a bill to stop bullying? What has that got to do with our sexual preference? So... I was kind of reading out of this book, and it's supposed to stop bullying, but whatever the stated goal, the actual provisions of the bill say nothing about bullying. Instead, they regulate the content of classroom instruction. SB 48 requires all public schools, and this is law in January, people, including charter schools, to include positive discussions on the sexual orientations of transgender, bisexual, and gay Americans in all social science courses. The sponsors have repeatedly asserted that SB 48 mandates this provocative material for students in all grades from K-12. I mean, that's your kindergarten people, guys, your kids, your grandkids. I mean, and I'm reading out of this little book. It's titled My Uncle's Wedding, and it sounds pretty benign. Until you get to where it says, one day Uncle Steve and his boyfriend, or Uncle Mike and his boyfriend Steve, came to our house to tell us the big news. Steve and I are getting married, Uncle Mike said. Everyone was excited. What does that mean, married, I asked. Well, said Uncle Mike, it's when two people really love each other and decide they want to spend the rest of their lives together, and they get married. That's right, Steve, we're going to have a big wedding ceremony. Really? Is this what you want to teach your kindergartner? Really? So that, you know, they're already a little confused about life. They're 5 years old. Now let's confuse them a little more. Let's talk about there's no difference between men and women.
This is ridiculous.
It's off the charts.
And first, you know, of course, you know, just like the Federal Reserve, you know, they name this the Fair Education Act. You know, it's always got this peachy title.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't see how the people didn't even vote for it. We in California voted against gay marriage. We said no.
Right.
And then our own legislators overturned that.
Right.
I mean, when are we the people gonna kick them out?
So are you guys gonna get up off the couch, you know, after they start teaching your kindergartners about, you know, that bisexuality and homosexuality and transgenderism is good? You with that? You up for that program?
And just think about it, though. It's kind of because kids that age aren't even thinking about sex yet, right? And they're more likely to be friends and don't like girls like boys.
They're,
you know,
already confused. The whole point is, well, get this out of the kindergarten and get this out of the classroom. I mean, I got nothing against gay people or homosexuals or transgender, but, you know, if there's about bullying, stop them from bullying. But you don't need to be teaching my grandkid about anything, you know, as far as trans, whatever homosexual garbage. You know, this is off the charts ridiculous. These guys need to be, you know, somebody stop me here. I'm going off the deep end. But
well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't include private schools, and that's what most people, you know, I mean, the religion thing maybe, but there's better education there. At least you can see, you know, there's public schools are just brainwashing facilities.
Well,
government.
My grandson's in a charter school, and I'll pull him out of the charter school if they start teaching this. I mean, this is like the final straw here.
I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, kids don't even need to be, don't even learn about, you know, straight sex.
They don't need to be learning nothing about sex. They're 5 years
old.
Exactly. I mean, what's up? Come on,
but
guys.
But you know what it is? It's just them tearing at our fabric of society.
Well, that's the first thing you do when you try to take over a country on a government standpoint is debase their morality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's a natural order. Well, you know, there's lots of things in nature that are natural, like cancer and you know, brain tumors. But that doesn't mean they're desirable either, you know. And I'll probably get a little flack for this. But, like, again, I got nothing against what these people want to do, but do it someplace away from my kid, would you?
Right, and it's not even a government question, you know. Marriage is a religious thing.
Right.
And it's so they're trying to tear down religion, which is another big part of our society.
Right.
And
yeah,
so,
because there's actual moral tenets that you're supposed to follow, like, you know, don't lie, steal, cheat, kill, respect your parents, you know, that type of thing, you know, little things that are kind of important to keep a free society operating.
Well, they used to, you know, we the parents used to raise their kids, and now it's the schools raising them, which is the government. In public school, is the government raising them?
Well, let me tell you guys out there what you can do. If you're not outraged about this one, then you're probably not breathing. What can you do? Sacramento politicians have forgotten the true purpose of schools. Our public schools are not institutions for social engineering. Instead, they are academic institutions. SB 48 does absolutely nothing to reduce bullying, improve the state of our education system, or ensure students graduate, or prepare them for global competitiveness. Instead, it diverts precious classroom time and resources away from science, math, reading, and writing to promote a political promote the political agenda of a few. Stop SBA 48's referendum will give the people the opportunity to do the job that Governor Brown refused to do. You can get involved by receiving our email updates and, you know, on Facebook. You want to go to Facebook for Stop SB 48 on Facebook and you know, donating to them, volunteering to follow them on Facebook and letting your family and friends know about SB 48. You know, get out there, get involved. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, and this is just one of many things that is just going crazy. I don't think any founding father could believe that this would be even happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, it would be even a question.
Right.
So, I have another quote here. Okay.
And I'd like to talk one about Libya really quick after you.
Okay, I'm going to do a quote, and then you go for it, and then we're getting short, and then we'll have to wrap it up here. But here is what Mark Twain said. Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress. But I repeat myself, Mark Twain. Okay, what you got?
Congress, you know, that is supposed to be our front line, especially the House of Representatives. You know, and of course, we know how I feel about the Senate and how they almost did a bad word there. But they
yeah, watch the button.
Yeah, watch that button. Keep your finger on it. But, you know, they took the power away from us by letting the Senate get a popular vote instead of by our House of Representatives.
Right.
So anyway, another thing I just don't get is we're at a war with terrorists, right? Al-Qaeda, right? Is that who we're at war with? I believe so.
I forgot. We're in so many different wars that I don't even know who we're fighting anymore.
Well, we have a gentleman, I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Abdel Hakim Bahal. And he, in 2004, was picked up by the United States and tortured extraordinarily by the CIA.
Isn't he the president of Code Pink? No? Oh, sorry.
Maybe. But, where's Code Pink
on
this war?
Yeah.
Come on now. And then he was sent to Bangkok where he was further tortured. And now this man is in charge of the military committee responsible for keeping order in Tripoli. So now he's our ally. So we went and we tortured this man for years and years. And now we're putting him in charge in Libya.
Hey, makes sense to me.
And he's Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda's running Libya. Well, so we're fighting with Al-Qaeda in Libya. Fighting against Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Let's see. Where are we fighting? I know we're in Afghanistan.
Six
we're in Iraq. We're in Libya. Where else are we?
Egypt. Going into Syria. Pakistan.
Where is Code Pink? Where are all the war protesters Bush?
It's okay now.
I guess when it's Obama and they voted for him, hey, no problem, man. Mm-hmm. Let's just fight everyone on all the fronts.
And that's that's where it is. People, now we can't go shut up if Perry or somebody gets into office. You know, okay, he's Republican, so we have to follow him now. No. You do the right thing, we follow you. You do the wrong thing, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, let me tell this quote. It could probably be shown by facts and figures that there are no distinctly criminal American class except Congress. Sound like what we're dealing with.
Yeah, but yeah, and so the criminal class is the ones funding them.
Yeah, they're all the same guys. I mean, whether it's Republican or Democrat, I call them Republicrats now.
Yeah, and if you really dig in, the Senate and the Congress, those are just middlemen into the men we're talking about that are the elite Bilderberg groups. It's not an American thing. These guys are offshore robbing us.
Well, that's the global thing. I mean, that's the whole deal. We're running out of time, and I got to hit some stuff. We could go on forever here. Okay. I want to make a reminder to everybody to get the Reading Tea Party Monday night, 6 o'clock, over on Bonnie View.
That's the only way to stand up, is doing things like the Tea Party individually.
Absolutely.
Don't wait for somebody else to do it.
Start listening to Sovereign Minds, 6 to 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and We the People, 8 to 10 Sunday mornings. Get involved in a Tea Party. Do something. Get off the couch. Also, you need to start preparing. You have to be aware to be prepared. Start becoming self-reliant here. We're not kidding. Educate yourself on our founding fathers and freedom. Call or write your representative and find out what they're doing to, you know, stand up against this. Put together a go bag and get out of the stock market. So I have another quote here, and it's very, I think this is really funny. This is from the great Will Rogers again. Diplomacy is the art of saying nice doggy until you can find a rock. I like that. And so, you know, that's kind of the deal. But, you know, get your emergency food storage going. Buy silver till they run out. Buy gold. If you got any money you'd left, you know, before the dollar collapses, start a neighborhood watch program. You know, you can call the different cities, Anderson, Shasta County, and Officer Mike Leonard in Redding. And I think that's it. I really appreciate you being here, Nate.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely fun. We'll have to do it again. And thanks, Chandler, for operating the boards.
9/11 next week.
Absolutely.